Bone Memories, written by Sally Piper and read by Helen O'Leary. Today, Billy started with the memorial plaque. Loved, then taken, it read, with her daughter's name and the date she was killed. 16 years it was now. The plaque's wording was something Billy had wrestled with. Nothing seemed to adequately express the love or the loss. She'd considered plenty of options, mostly angry and bitter words. Murdered here, or mercilessly taken. But they lacked grace. Jess would have been ashamed. For Billy, though, the bitterness remained as ripe as split fruit. She took up a square of old flannelette sheet, put a smudge of stainless steel cleaner onto the soft cloth, and set to work. She scratched at something on the plaque, bat or bird shit. It was difficult to tell with her fingernail. Took care to run the cloth all along its narrow edges. She stepped back once she'd finished and studied her handiwork. Who was this glinting piece of metal for, she wondered. Who did it benefit? What was its purpose? Was it just for Billy, or did others, strangers, take something away from it too? Did anyone even pause to consider the name and the words, or was it passed off as just another blemish on the tree's trunk, a kind of gratuitous graffiti? It probably prompted conversations at times, especially during family picnics. Some girl murdered here, apparently. Heard someone say her kid was with her. Oh, witness the whole thing. Imagine. And because Billy could, she pictured one of the mothers indicating towards the children, mouthing, "Not now." And they'd all go back to shooing flies from warming salads, taking sips from sweaty bottles of beer. For Billy, the plaque brought a story to the tree, gave it a heart. She swore there were times she could hear it beating.